The context of today's gospel, Caesarea Philippi. It's a city in the northern part of Israel, built to honor the Caesar, hence the name Caesarea, and built by Philip, the son of King Herod. It was a very wealthy, luxuriant place where the Jordan River has its sources at the foot of Mount Hermon. And a place where, if you wish, there was a cult of personality. The Caesar had a temple there to the divine Caesar. There were many other temples to different idols. Most of all, there was this sense of idolatry of the Caesar and Philip, his representative. Now, to this place arrives this rabbi from Galilee, a very poor man, Jesus. He asks his disciple, "What kind of man do you think I am?" In comparison with these great figures. We have something similar also in today's first reading about this man, Shebna. He was a master of the palace. He had a very high position in the king's palace, and Isaiah goes to tear him down. Why? Same reasons. He was a man of great pride, ambition. Just before today's scripture, we read in the book of Isaiah that he had planned to build himself a mausoleum, a tomb on the very top of the mountain, so that everyone would see it. You know, the pyramids were tombs. The Taj Mahal, a tomb. So many places built to honor those who have gone, to remember them, to keep them in high esteem. And this is what Shebna wanted. He wanted to make a name for himself, just like the Caesar, just like Philip. But we are given instead the figure of Jesus Christ. Who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus? This is the fundamental question in our faith. Not what did Jesus teach us? What did Jesus do? All of this is important, of course. But the fundamental question for Christianity, who is Jesus? And the answer took a long time to be formulated. Yes, Peter, moved by the Spirit, today says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know, this definition is summarized by the fish sign. You know that fish sign that people attach to their bumpers? Why the fish? Not because of the multiplication of the fishes or and the bread, not because of the miraculous catch of fish. No, because fish in Greek is the word ichthus, which was used by the early Christians as an acronym for Jesus Christos Theou Uios Soter, Jesus Christ of God the Son, Savior. It's the definition of what Peter says Jesus is. He is the Son of God, the Christ, our Savior. We say the same thing in a more complicated way, theological way, every time we make the profession of faith. In the Nicene Creed that we are going to be professing in just a couple of minutes, we say who Jesus is. He is the Lord, the Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. He is really the Son of God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. And so forth. And then, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He became the Savior. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior. Why is this so important? Because as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, our relationship with him is what Christianity is all about. Christianity is not a moral doctrine, not even simply a lofty idea. Christianity is a person. is an encounter with Him. How sad that many people believe that having a relationship with Christ is impossible. I hear oftentimes that those who leave the Catholic Church and join other denominations, then they say, oh, I met Christ there. So you were Catholic for many years and you never met Christ? Then what was your life about? Meeting Christ, knowing who He is. Now, the apostles quote what people say. They say that you are Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. These are great, great titles that they give to Jesus. Imagine, Elijah, the greatest prophet. Jesus, you're like the greatest prophet. Yet it's not enough. Jesus is much more than that. He is the Christ, the Anointed, the Messiah. He is the Son of the Living God, and He is our Savior. Answering that question, who do you say that I am? Not quoting someone else, not repeating what we were taught in catechism, but really telling about our own experience, our encounter with Him. That is the fundamental question for each one of us. So if you were to today to answer someone asking you about your faith, who is this Jesus you believe in? What would you say? Maybe this could be a good homework today. Take out a pencil and paper, write down, Jesus, who are you? And give your own experience of who Jesus is.